Dr. Pinsky dictating amount I am in, Ricardo Santiago. Ricardo Santiago is a 25-year-old male and reports he was injured at work on 3/16/23. But at that time, a power jack malfunctioned as he was moving it backwards. His right foot was then run over by the power jack. He did go to Cooper Hospital. He emerged from the same day. With this and further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be, quote, permanent nerve damage, end quote. He relates the emergency room placed him in a splint, and then Dr. Falconero placed him in a boot. He had an MRI in October 2023 and is no longer receiving any active treatment. In paragraph, as per the medical records supplied, he was seen at the emergency room on 3/16/23. He was also seen by podiatry, underwent laboratory studies and x-rays of the foot. An exam of the right lower leg revealed no edema. The x-ray showed no acute osseous abnormality, but did reveal diffuse soft tissue swelling about the foot. He was treated and released and told to follow up with podiatry in 2 weeks as an outpatient. In paragraph on 3/18/23, he was seen at Inspira Urgent Care by the nurse practitioner. He remained symptomatic and was cleared for sit-down work only. He was instructed to apply ice and heat to his foot. He continued to be seen here over the next few weeks. On 3/25/23, he saw physician assistant speciale, S-P-E-C-I-A-L-E, He was still having 7/10 pain, Diagnosis was crushing injury of the right foot, Repeat x-rays on 3/18/23 showed no fracture. In paragraph, Mr. Santiago was seen orthopedically by Dr. Falconero on 4/26/23. He noted the course of treatment to date. He had been in a splint for 1 week after the emergency room. He remained symptomatic with pain on the top of his foot. Dr. Falconero also diagnosed crushing injury of the right foot, for which he placed him in a hide-tied cam walker. He was similarly given instructions about cryotherapy and his work limitations. MRI of the foot was done on 12/1/23, whose results will be inserted here. Physical exam, extremities lower. Normal, he complained of tenderness and a swollen area on the distal dorsal aspect of the right foot. However, this was not evident to this evaluator. The rest of that is normal. Feet and ankles normal. Lumbar normal. We did measure circumferences at the level of the MTP joints, and they were similar. Period. It was noted that an MRI was performed, and interestingly, compared to a study of 2013 that he does not recall. Period. Impressions. Actually, forget that. His current clinical exam was virtually normal. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referral to the statutory right foot. Per the crushing injury Mr. Santiago sustained has resolved from an objective clinical perspective. Period. He has also been able to return to his full duty capacity with the insured. Period.